It's Matty Garwood for AusMade. We are going right around the country with the biggest Aussie hits at night. And from a sneaky sound system to save a little, we've got some brand new stuff from Nick Broadhurst, and he is joining us right now on the show. Nick, thanks for joining us here on AusMade.
Thanks for having me.
It's great to be able to have some new music coming out through. What's been a crazy couple of years, really, mate? Probably keeping you sane a bit?
Yes, it's been interesting being a solo artist and just consistently putting out music. It's been great.
And how did you go about from sneaky into the solo stuff, particularly now with the latest with Save a Little?
Well, there was a big sort of gap in between, to be honest, and I was the baby of Sneaky Sound System. You know, I never felt like that was really my band. I was kind of managed, and the boys were great to me, but it was never really my thing. Yeah. And I knew I'd always go and do my music eventually. I actually went from Sneaky Sound System into real estate. So yeah. I had this tangent and came back on track. And look, it's been great. I've really, really enjoyed just finding my voice as a singer.
You've been able to do that with some incredible people behind you on the team.
Yeah, well, it's interesting because of COVID, what's happened is I used to travel to LA to work with different producers, which is obviously expensive, time-consuming. But now, because of COVID, they're so much more open to working remotely.
Yep.
And I came across this producer called Todd Spadafore. Mm-hmm. Todd's super humble, and he never sort of talks a lot about who he's worked with very much. But he's managed by one of the biggest agents in the States and has a big publisher. We connected, we did a FaceTime, and within literally, I would say, 20 minutes, we'd written the majority of Save a Little. It just happened like that, over FaceTime. So it was amazing.
And he has worked with amazing people like Wu-Tang Clan, but also on this project that you've got Grammy Award winners as well. We've got people who've worked with Meghan Trainor and Wiz Khalifa, and now they have worked with you, my friend. They've got you on the resume with a bit of Nick Broadhurst.
They do. I'm super proud of this song. I love this song.
Let's look at this. So a meditation advocate, a visual artist, a film producer, prolific entrepreneur, performer, father and husband, mate. What is left for Nick Broadhurst to achieve?
Honestly, I just want to cut a lot of things out and just focus on the music. I mean, just, you know, music is enough, I think, to fill anyone's life. I feel like I'm a little bit blessed and cursed with a few different talents, but for me now, I've got a little baby girl coming soon, and I really want to hone in on just releasing the best music I can and letting go of a lot of things, actually.
And what was the inspiration behind Save a Little?
7 years ago, I met my wife, and we had this really sort of instant, fast connection. I proposed to her after 2 weeks. It's an amazing story, and Save a Little is about those initial moments where you kind of can't get away from each other. Yeah. You know, you're literally just wrapped in each other and staying up all night. And that's where a lot of the lyrics come from, is really about those moments where you're sort of deciding, do I stay? Do I go? Do we go to sleep? Do we wake up? Sort of really intense moments at the beginning of a relationship.
And you have had a little bit more time on your hands, obviously, with COVID and stuff. What else have you found yourself doing?
You know what? I've done a lot of surfing.
Yeah, cool.
and I've actually done a lot of crypto investing, actually.
Oh, have you? Have you got any big tips for us?
It is a intense, confusing, risky, but very exciting space.
And
it's so complex. It's really hard to even explain anything about it, but it's worth getting into. I think it's, you know, the world's going to change with this technology, and I think it's better to have one foot in than not.
I just think about it as like Minecraft, when you say like mining for it and that. I'm like, okay, I need to go get my diamond little pitch, head down there and make sure that no Slender Man or Enderman get me.
Well, I've never done any mining, put it that way. It's not my thing.
How cool. But your thing is writing music and performing it, singing it now. I love that you described it as finding your voice for it too. What else are we going to find you doing throughout this year, mate?
Yeah, I'm actually working on my second album. And this album is really a very cohesive body of work with a very, very consistent sound. I want people to be able to press play and for 10, 11, 12 songs, like enter into a world where they get immersed and, you know, get lost in that whole album. Mm. So that is the next thing for me, the next project. And, you know, I'm hoping to release that towards the end of this year.
Awesome, mate. Well, in the meantime, we do have Save a Little to get us through to it. Nick Broadhurst, I really appreciate you having a bit of time here on us, mate. It's been great chatting to you.
Likewise. Thanks for having me. This is Nick Broadhurst, and you're listening to Save a Little.